Yeah. The following prophecies
will
begin to manifest in your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, beloved. These are not empty words. You are even permitted to make a note of it. Because they shall soon become your testimonies. There are people here this morning who very, very soon the Lord shall catapult them to the eyes. Amen. I'm just telling you what the prophecies will do. That person here and the witches have determined in their cove that the sickness you have now is what will kill you. Hear the word of the Lord. Those who program the sickness into your life, they have received their sickness back. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, that person, check your body now. Check it. You brought one strange infirmity here. Check it. Touch that breast. Touch it.
It's
just gone back to the center. Amen.
Amen.
And if you're that person and you find that the infirmity has disappeared, don't let the enemy put it back. Find a way quickly to this altar so we can pray for you to put a seal on it. I didn't ask you to come out if you need prayers. No. You are that person that is an infirmity you brought here. That's just vanished. Now, the ball is in your court. The louder your amen, the faster the prophecy will stick to your head. The Lord said, I should tell you, I don't know who this person is. That wicked chain that has been tying you down shall be broken by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 You shall trample upon the serpents and scorpions of failure and shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And by the decree of heavens, every power that has padlocked your breakthrough shall release the key by fire. They shall release the key. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. The cruel monster. The cruel monster of your father's house. That has swallowed your joy and breakthrough shall vomit them by fire.
Your God,
Masepo kotende ya kayango shanta. Riba pia li katanda la bosanta. They shall forbid them by fire. In the name of Jesus. The last Allah, she said to somebody here. The last Allah, she said to somebody here. That beginning from this meeting, you shall escape from the river of pain. I'm moving to the river of gain. Yes.
Then,
in the name of Jesus. You
what?
Shall fly from the sky of rejection into the firmament of dominion. In the name of Jesus. I have this strange word for somebody. I don't know who the person is. But you can catch the overflow of the prophecy. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here that the breakthrough that is going to come your way now shall surpass every previous breakthrough. It shall surpass the previous ones.
Then,
by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, by the power that disgraces
Goliath,
the Lord said, I should tell you that great opportunities, great recoveries are coming your way. Thank you,
Jesus.
And I say unto you that every enemy that is against your singing, your song, and dancing your dance shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said, although you may find it difficult to believe, that this very day, the power of God shall arise and wipe away your tears. Shall wipe them away. Shall wipe away the tears. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Two more words of prophecies. Two more words of prophecies. Aha. Listen, sister, over there. The congregation of enemies that have decided that you will not marry shall be buried alive. That's right.
Then,
I have a word for somebody here again. The Lord said, I should tell you that your testimony shall wipe away insults.
Masopiali katanda ya bashandaraba. Amen.
Amen.
Stretch your right hand towards me here now. Something is about to happen. Something's about to happen. And when these things begin to happen, it will appear as if there is an electric current going through your body. And as electric current goes through your body, any yoke, conscious or unconscious, buried in your body, will go back to the sender. Makapota sepela kaya
mosha.
Amen.
Ami,
stretch your hands towards me here.
No, what to rest me ni waju.
Amen.
Ami,
stretch your right hand towards me here.
No, what to rest me ni waju.
Your right hand, one hand, your right hand.
A what to rest.
Father, these hands that are stretched here,
Baba, I want what you want know.
Let the hand of heaven come upon those hands in the name of Jesus. Let these hands carry the fire of God. Carry the fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let his hands carry the anointing that breaketh every yoke. In the name of Jesus. Get ready. You are going to slap your head 7 times. When I begin to count, anything can happen now. This is the grace of long standing problems. Get yourself ready. Your head is the symbol of your destiny. Your ear is the symbol of your glory. Slap that head. One. Two.
AG.
Something is happening over there. Three.
Eta.
Four.
Eri.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Maberu.
Five.
Aru.
That's the power. That's a fire. Six.
Ever.
Something is about to happen now.
Oh, confession.
Seven. Silence, beloved. Silence. We have to do it again. There is somebody who needs that second touch for complete breakthrough. Get yourself ready.
One.
Any. Yes.
Ben.
They must let you go. This is power must change hands. Number two.
AG.
Number three.
Eta.
Number four.
Eri.
Five.
Aru.
Yes.
Ben.
Six.
Epa.
Seven.
AJ.
You can't hide. This is not a day to hide. Yes, let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Silence. That same hand.
I walk on now.
Get yourself ready. If you have been having palpitation of the heart, your breath is ceasing, or the spirit of death and hell is pursuing you, get yourself ready. Or you notice that your expectations are always cut off, get yourself ready. Your heart is the center of your life. Or you're having trouble in your breast area, get yourself ready now.
You're
going to slap that chest.
One.
Aha. Two.
Eji.
Three.
Eta.
Four.
Eri.
Five.
Anu.
Yes, be released.
That is there.
That thing tightening your breath.
Oh, tomo ki e mi ha.
Six.
Eva.
And a seven.
Eje.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ishio Jesus.
Get yourself ready now again.
Etumu razile lekosi.
Now it's your stomach. Anything you have eaten or swallowed, physical or spiritual poison, they will have to jump up now. Get yourself ready. Your stomach.
Now.
One.
Any.
Two.
Eji.
Something is happening in the womb of somebody over there.
Three.
Four.
Eri.
Five.
Anu.
Six.
Efa.
Now. Seven.
Eje.
Yes.
Ben.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshun Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Before you sit down, I want you to pray these three prayers. Pray it with fire and with power. Those of you at the altar, pray like a man or woman from another world. There are still things the Lord wants to do for you. Say every arrow fired into my star, die in the name of
Jesus.
That's right. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus.
So every power toying with my destiny. You are a liar.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. They must not toy with your destiny anymore. Enough is enough. Name we pray. Father, I cover the miracles, signs, and wonders, testimonies here with the blood of Jesus. Affliction shall never rise again. The owners of evil load.
They
have carried their load forever. Thank you,
Jesus.
You may go back to your seat now. We shall call you when the time comes. When we call you, come out. When we call you, just make sure you come out. Aha. Now pray this prayer. This is the third one. Every witchcraft altar. In my compound. You saw the brother that brought the strange bird here. There are plenty more strange birds flying around that people cannot
see.
Every witchcraft altar. In my compound, catch fire in the name of
Jesus.
Masanda kayabo boka sente yabo shanda ribo sapia likatanda boka tenda yabo shente raba in Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Silence. Please don't say anything now unless I ask you to talk.
Afitin ba oke ke soro.
Father,
Baba,
I stand here to intercede.
Oduroni lati sipe
and to pray.
Ati lati gbadura
for these seven persons.
Fun awon eniyan meje wonyi.
You have written down their names for greatness.
Ati ko oruko won sile fun didi nla.
But there is heavy opposition.
Sugbon itako nla o wa.
And because of the opposition, they are getting frustrated.
Nitori itako ohun okan won lewe.
Masika parikandera. Rimona nakaya
boshana.
Father, upon the life of these seven persons.
Baba, lori aye awon eniyan meje won.
Let the yoke of that opposition.
Eje ki ajaga atako
be broken now.
O ko bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni orukọ Jesu.
Silence, beloved. That's number one.
Any kini?
That's number two.
Any kg?
Three.
Iketa.
Four.
Kani.
Five.
Ikano.
Six. Seven.
Ikefa,
Father.
Baba.
I'm also praying here. For these sisters, their name had been written down for greatness, but the virtue to make them great has been captured by water spirits. Those sisters, Lord, instantly now, by the fire of your power, let them begin to receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus, be set free, 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 be set free. In the name of Jesus. Silence. Silence. You, that spirit, arguing there. That it was her mother that handed her over. Shut up and get out. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, everybody,
Oluwa ni gbogbo eniyan,
I'm hearing his voice loud and clear. That everybody here should pray this prayer with acidic hardness. And that it will manifest its power after the order of Elijah. Depending on how hard you pray the prayer. I want you to roar in desperate prayer now. The Lord just brought this prayer now. Say this loud and clear. Say, powers! Mocking my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Mapiali Kasatia. Naribo Kopanda Kayabo Shanta. Opuyamato.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Father.
Baba.
We thank you for what you have done here already. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, complete that which you have started. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat for a few minutes, beloved. The first thing I'd like to do is to congratulate those of you who have found your way here. Because there is no one presented here today who will go home empty-handed. Say this after me. Say, my father.
Baba mi.
Tear down their marketplaces.
Fa oja won lule.
Can I hear the sister shouting this? Let me hear the brothers roaring like thunder. Let me hear everybody shouting it. That is the title of our message and the rest of our prayers. Father,
Baba,
tear down their marketplaces.
Fa oja won lule.
In the book of Revelation,
in the way of you.
Chapter
18.
It's good to open there so you
know.
And listen to me carefully. We have only a few minutes more to stay here. Revelation 18. I read from verse 11. Please, if you are there, say yes.
Anybody should be a good baby.
Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
Where if you are looking, you know, be really.
Are you there?
Share the ship.
And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her.
I want to show why yes, in Sokun, once in Shofo, Lori.
For no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. So there is a group of people, beloved, called the merchants of the earth. And they have merchandise. What constitutes their merchandise? The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls, fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Souls of men. They are also selling in their marketplaces the souls of men. What a strange market. What kind of strange merchants are these? Who are not tired of selling material things, but now they sell souls. I'm praying for anyone here. If your soul or the soul of any of your family member is in their market, we buy them back by the blood of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. How do they do this? Ezekiel chapter 13.
Ezekiel, orikatala.
Ezekiel chapter 13.
Ezekiel, orikatala.
I read from verse 18.
Oh, kala tese ikejidi ni
ogun. These are deep and strange scriptures.
Awon ese oro Olorun to jinle to si se ajeji ni.
Ezekiel 13, 18.
Ezekiel, orikatala, ese ikejidi ni ogun.
Deep, strange passages in scripture. That's what they say, ignorance is the father of destruction. Many present day pastors, church members are full of chronic ignorance. Ezekiel
13:18.
And say,
thus
said the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to haunt souls. They are hunting souls. Will you hunt the soul of my people? Will you save the soul alive that come unto you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread? To slay the soul that should not die? To save the souls alive that should not live? By your lying to my people that hear your lies? Wherefore thus said the Lord God, behold, I'm against your pillows. Wear it, ye dear hunt souls, to make them fly. They hunt souls to initiate them and make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms. And I will let the souls go. Even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. Here, we read two strange but deep passages of scripture. These passages are pregnant with meaning. These passages tell us that there are strange markets in our world. there are both spiritual and physical markets. Sometimes when you close the market in the day, another market goes on in the same location at night. There are souls sold in the market. There are markets that put out human souls for sale. It is possible now that even as you are sitting down here, some strange businessmen, they are haggling and arguing over how much your price should be now. You might already have been put up for sale, but you don't know. And yes, they are arguing on how much are you going to pay? How much are you going to pay right now as we are talking?
Koda, o se se ni ba tin soro yi ki won ma no no ja lori re bayi iye ti won fe ta o nibi ti won pa te re si.
It is possible.
O se se
that the merchants of the earth,
pe awon onisowo aye,
they are already counting the profits they should make from the cargo of your soul.
Won ti bere si shiro ere to ye ko je lori tita okan re.
And beloved, is a tragedy.
Ara ijamba lo je o.
A lot of souls are sold out on daily basis.
Opolopo okan ni won gbe ta lojojumo.
All this ritual killing, kidnapping, doing this, doing that, people disappearing, is market, it's a market.
Gbogbo jiji awon eniyan gbe ki gbigbe eniyan pa bi se tutu ogun owo.
There is a group of satanic businessmen and women called the merchants of the earth. I'm praying for somebody here. The agenda of the merchants of the earth for your life shall collapse and fail. There are wicked businessmen who profit from the destruction and demotion of others. And it's a very, very serious matter. Many years back, at Yaba bus stop there, there was a man. He had a mat on the floor. And he had different kinds of magical things to sell, different kind of fetish things to sell. And he was saying it without any shame that he had things to sell and that his way is to destroy. And he was saying, if the life of one person did not spoil, the life of another person will not be good. And he was describing what he does with the things. And he pointed to a padlock. So you see this padlock. If you are here and you are a man, and your wife is doing better than you, this is padlock to slow her down, to lock her up. And one man said, that's the one I want. That's what I want. Yeah, it's a poor woman at home working hard, not knowing that somebody had bought a padlock to slow her down or to quench her. Any satanic padlock fashioned against anybody in this meeting, let the padlock catch the owner. In the name of Jesus, let it catch the owner. Let it catch the owner. In the name of Jesus. What am I telling you this morning? Because I'm just crashing the surface of a deep topic. There are soul hunters. There are soul buyers. There are soul advertisers. There are soul traders. A man may be living while his soul has been sold off. Herein lies the mystery of virtue manipulation. Something somebody is meant to use to prosper, somebody takes hold of it, uses it to prosper, while the other person is not prospering again. Virtue manipulation. Herein lies the mystery of money magic. Money magic. A woman left behind children, a boy and a girl, 7 and 9 years old.
Obinrin kan o fi omo meje atodun mesan o fi won sile nle okunrin kan obinrin kan.
Because daddy took her out for dinner and daddy did not come back with mommy.
Nitori baba re mu lo sode igba ti baba si ma pada dele ko mu ya won pada wale mo.
And they keep asking, where is mommy?
Awon mo wa bere pe iya wa da.
Mommy has traveled.
Iya yin
iya. Where is mommy?
Iya wa da.
Mommy has traveled.
Iya wa rin ajo.
But there is a small room at the back of the house that is always in padlock.
Igbo yara kan wa leyin ile ti won ma nti lagada godo gbogbo gba.
But that the small boy there was a very curious young boy. Always curious. Why are they locking this thing? Why are they locking this place?
But
one day, the man forgot to lock the door. And this small boy went there. When she got in, she met his mother. Like a frozen fish with a calabash on her head. She screamed, "Mommy!" Money dropped down. Before the father ran there to see what was happening. There was a day that woman followed that man to the altar for marriage, not knowing that she had married a soul trader. They're using her soul to gather money. Herein lies the mystery of strange mistakes. Somebody will just make the mistakes he had never made in his life. He has never made it before. There was a man, a very intelligent pilot, the best in his country. Then the president of that country bought a presidential jet. Of course, they picked him as a pilot. His first day inside that plane, he made tragic mistakes. And he was not only sacked from flying the president, he was even sacked from where he came from. Then somebody who is not as good as himself took over. That's the mystery of strange mistakes. I prophesy upon your life that you will not make mistakes, but rather your enemy shall make mistakes that will move you forward. Herein lies the mystery of evil domination. They just manipulate the person and they send the person's souls on errands all over the place. That's why we say, the more you pray, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the more you recover. And the more you recover, the faster you achieve your destiny. There are prayers and there are prayers. Deep prayers will give you deep revelations.
Adura to jile yo fun ifi won to jile.
Deep prayers will give you deep revelation.
Awon adura to jile yo fun ni ifi won to jile.
We prayed with a woman.
Agbadura fun obirin kan,
a pregnant woman.
Alaboyun ni.
But she always feels like eating sand. As the prayers went on, there was a revelation.
If you were wa,
we saw the woman in the spirit realm, and somebody was feeding her with grass. Feeding her with grass. I'm praying for anyone here who, although you don't know, has been tied down in the spirit realm, and they are feeding you with all kinds of evil materials by the power in the blood of Jesus. Receive your freedom now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. It is a tragedy to be a commodity in the market and you don't know.
Lati je oja ti won pa tere soja ti o si mo.
It is a tragedy.
Ijamba lo je
a major disaster.
Ajalu nla
for someone to be using your problems to make money.
Fun elomiran lati ma fi isoro ti re pawo.
I pray that the power of God will arise.
Mo gbadura pe agbara Olorun yo dide.
I'm frustrated. Any power trading with any soul. Father, arise in the thunder of your power and tear down every marketplace trading in anybody's soul. That marketplace was the stronghold of the soul traders. If you want to challenge the soul traders, the marketplace is the place to go. If you would like to confront them, the arena of useful confrontation is a marketplace. Because when a person's soul is on sale, there will be wicked masters behind the trauma and the shame of the person. They are mostly invisible devils. In many cases, beloved, and I'm sad to tell you, there are masters behind most problems who profit from other people's woes. They circulate the person from native doctor to native doctor. When you leave one witch doctor, you are going to another witch doctor. They have consulted each other. And this is a very serious matter. I want you to understand this very well. There is a strange proverb in Nigeria. They say if God shows you your enemy cannot kill you. It's a lie. There are enemies who will say you are in trouble. I will kill you. God showed the children of Israel Goliath. They saw him. They knew it was the enemy. There was nothing they could do. I'm praying against any Goliath enemy facing anyone here, that they must die violently. When somebody's soul is being traded, they will be doing wrong things. And people will be putting the blame on them, not knowing that there is a wicked master behind it. The evil masters behind it are getting fat on the people's problems.
Awon
That's why any church you go to, any place you go, and they are charging you money for prayers, they are selling anointing oil, they are selling handkerchief, you need to pay money to consult the pastors. You have just entered a soul trading market. Because the Bible says, freely are you giving. Freely you give. There are cleverly concealed agents and masters. In charge of so many lives. Here is a man. He has no money to eat proper food. Then the little money he made,
he
is using it
Olo
for penis enlargement.
Lati fi lo mu ki nkan omo okunrin re o le tobi si.
He's been sold.
Won ti gbe tani.
There is this lady,
ewo omobirin o,
terrible violent temper.
Oninu fufu ni.
Instead of looking at that terrible violent temper and dealing with it, rather she wants to do surgery to pump up her breast and blow out her bum bum. She thinks that's why the men are running away, not knowing it's a bad temper. We pray with somebody 10 years back. He has masters in theology.
But
the problem he was facing was so much.
An
ongoing to some evil men. They told him that the solution to his problem was that he must be sleeping with mad women. By the time they drag him to the mountain of fire, he has slept with 13 mad women on the streets. Of course, plenty of wound on his face. One of them actually broke his teeth. Masters in geology.
By the time they
brought him, was almost a madman himself. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power growing fat on your problems shall die today. The satanic agent making profit from your losses shall expire today. The sorcerers and the diviners making material gain from your spiritual affliction shall scatter unto desolation. And I'm praying one prayer for you, that the God of
Elijah
shall unmask all the agents behind your problems. The fire of God shall smoke them out of their hiding places, and your God shall tear off the mask of the enemy. All those masks of fake, unfriendly
friend.
The mask of fake friendly smiles. Who are giving us deceptive small change?
They
are throwing small change to us to deceive us that they care. Whereas that the one stealing our wealth, may you be delivered from their hands. All those close relationships by which they deceive us,
ti won ton wa je,
and then they penetrate our unsuspecting defenses,
ti won tin fi ogbon ewe wo inu abo wa nitori pe ofura,
and pretend to be friends,
ti won tin dogbon bi fore la won
instead of the enemy they are.
May
God arise and destroy their masks. As a matter of fact, the trouble you are going through now may be fattening some evil traders. It is a strange world. The childlessness may be populating the house of another. That poverty could be due to the satanic diversion of your wealth to somewhere else. Many years back, 1997, I think, as a beautiful house, not too far from our headquarters. Six flats. Five flats were filled with four university lecturers, one person who works in oil company, and the landlord was living there. Making six flats. All those lecturers, they came in there with cars. Within 6 months, nobody had cars again. The man in the oil company, his three cars crashed. The wife started to miscarry. Within 2-3 years, all the tenants have become poor. Know there are some houses. You bring in things, you come out with nothing. All these five tenants became extremely poor while the landlord became rich. As they were getting poorer, the man was getting richer. The poverty somebody is experiencing could be as a result of satanic diversion of your wealth to another person. One of the lecturers started coming to Mountain of Fire. The first day he came, he murmured as he went back home, strange prayers. Strange people. Strange pastor. Strange pastor. Strange church. Strange people. Strange prayers. And it was right. MFM is a strange church. Because we address things from the roof, not from the surface. A true member of MFM will not wait for the enemy to destroy him. He stopped them before they stop you. That's the truth. Stop them before they stop you. Like I was telling some people last week, in worry, the thief on the cross, after he had done armed robbery, he had destroyed people, now he's negotiating his salvation on the cross. And said, Lord, although I've killed people, I've destroyed people here, but please remember me when you get to your kingdom. He said, verily, verily, I saw
you.
Today,
Lonnie,
you shall meet with me in paradise. How about those people that he had killed? Hellfire. That's how you can. He stopped them before they stopped
him.
So he went. But he couldn't sleep, that lecturer.
Say,
although their prayers are strange. But I am a scientist. The prayers sounded clinically accurate. So he kept coming. Then he started some prayers.
Oh no,
serious prayers.
Adura gidi.
Anytime he prayed, Father, I want to recover my blessings.
Baba, my bukun ni pada.
He will see the well inside the compound.
Ari konga to wa la ninu agbole won.
Do you understand?
Ṣugbọn ko ye.
One day,
lojo kan,
after an anointing service,
leyin isinforoyan,
now went to the well.
O ba lo ibi konga na,
poured oil on that well.
O si da ororo si konga o.
Straight.
That's
a big tortoise came up.
He
used bucket to fetch out the tortoise. On the body of a tortoise was something tied round. The names of the five tenants were there. It destroyed the tortoise. Then he went and told the other lecturers. This man is using our virtue. We must leave this place. The lecturers laughed. Superstition. You study science and you are so superstitious. They didn't believe him. But he just moved out. Got another accommodation. It was like lightning. Within 1 month, all his own blessings came back. Why the fellow lecturers in that house were still poor. Although they called themselves tenants in that house, but they were actually slaves. I'm praying for somebody here. If you are living in a place that is swallowing your virtues or transferring your virtues, beginning from today, repossess your possession. Repossess it. 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 In the name of Jesus. A brother came from a polygamous home. His mother is the first wife. And he's the only graduate in the family. Now, this graduate of the first wife is being fed by the illiterate son of the second wife. They have transferred his virtues. Five daughters of one mother and one son got married. 6 children of one wife got married. 3 daughters of another one, no marriage. Marriage is transferred. Can you raise up your right hand? And with a voice as violent as fire, marketplaces of darkness, troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Let your voice roar like thunder.
Catch fire.
In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let me ask you a question before I go on. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Yes or no? Yes. There is a satanic industry of soul enchantment.
Ile ise Satan kan wa ti won se ifaya ti okan.
The human soul is a priceless treasure.
Okan me eniyan ohun esura iye bi ye ni.
It is the real you.
Ohun gangan lo je iwo.
The Bible says,
Ibele wi pe
your soul is more valuable than the whole world.
Okan re o se iye bi ye ju gbogbo agbaye lo.
So what shall it profit a man?
Ere kini o je fun eniyan.
Against the whole world.
Bi o je ere gbogbo aye yi.
And loses his soul.
So so emi re lo.
When your soul has been traded in the market of the merchants of the earth.
Nigba ti won ba ti ta okan re ni oja awon onisowo aye.
You'll be having noisy ears.
Oh man, ni oh ma gbo iru ariwo ni eti re.
Seizures.
Oh ma daku daji.
Blinding headaches.
Oh ni awon efori ti to le fo ni loju.
Expectations always cut off.
Awon ireti onitan yo ma ke kuro.
Sometimes you feel lifeless.
Nigba mi ra ma se o bi ko bi pe ko si emi ninu re mo.
Sometimes when you wake up your body gets draggy as if you should not stand up from that bed.
Nigba mi ran to ba ji ara re yo wuwo yo ma se obi pe ko ma dide kuro lori ibusun
ohun. You notice that those you taught how to do some businesses, they are doing better. Those you taught to pass exam, they are doing better. You are behind.
O ma kiyesi pe awon to ko lati se idanwo kan won yoran tijo lo, awon to ko ni owo kan lati se won ni lari ni di owo ohun jo lo.
You find that you are losing important things unexplainably.
O ri pe awon kan to nse pataki o n padanu won lona to le salaye.
Like multiplication of yokes and uncommon abuse.
O ri pe awon ajaga yo ma di pipo ki won si wa wusi ni yo lona ti o wopo yo si ma waye.
You find good roads just closing and closing.
O ri pe awon ona rere yo kan ma se mo.
You wake up in the morning feeling used and battered.
O ji lo wuro yo si ma dabi pe won ti lo o won ti je oniya loru.
Tragedy occurs and road closes when something good is about to happen to you.
Ijamba sele ona si se ni igba ti nkan rere ba fe sele si o.
Sometimes you are sleeping and you are talking and people are hearing you but you don't know you are talking.
Nigba mi ro o ma sun o si ma soro latojo orun awon eyan yo ma gbo sugbon wo ni mo ko nsoro.
The person will be qualified for a high position but they will relegate you to the background.
Oni ton yo ye leni ti won gbe si ipo to wa loke sugbon wa tari re so weyin.
The person will have plenty of blessings from the Lord that should make him surrender his life to the Lord but the person will not surrender to Jesus.
Oni ton yo ri opolopo ibukun gba lati owo Oluwa to to lati je ko fi aye re fun Jesus sugbon oni ton yo ta ku ko ni fi aye re fun Jesus.
The person comes to church but there is no steering of the Holy Ghost.
Oni ton yo ma wa le ijosin sugbon ko ni si riru soke ti emi mimo.
The person will be seeing slow animals in the dreams.
Oni iru e be yo ma ri awon eranko ti nlora loju alabi alabaun bi igbe.
Such people find it difficult to detach themselves from a former boyfriend, a former sinner friend, a former girlfriend, though they are now married.
Iru awon eni be bo tile je pe won ti wa se igbeyawo yo soro fun won lati ja ara won gba lowo ore kunrin abanideshe tabi ore ebirin abanideshe igba kan ri.
Concentration becomes difficult.
Ati fokan si nkan yo nira.
Or the person begins to see somebody looking like them in the dream, a twin substitute.
Abi ko ni ton bere ti ri enikan to jo loju ala bi ibeji ti n paro re.
And you find that they are summoning you to all kinds of meetings and courts in the dream.
O si ri pe won ma pe o si oniruru ile ejo ati ipade loju ala.
It shows they are trading with you.
I mean, we want to feel show.
How do we get out?
You
need to make God your friend.
Onilo lati pa Olorun dore.
By surrendering your life to Jesus.
Nipa bi fi aye re fun Jesus Christ.
That's key number one.
Kokoro akoko ni e.
Key number two.
Kokoro ekeji.
You need a diagnosis.
Onilo ayewo fini fini.
Know that something is wrong somewhere.
Ko mo pe o kan sowo di bi kan.
When you have a good diagnosis, then you can get good treatment.
Nigba to ba se ayewo fini fini to dara o le ri itoju to dara.
Admit that something is wrong somewhere.
Koko gba pe ohun kan o lo dede na.
Then number three.
Iketa.
Address the soul merchants.
Doju ko awon onisowo okan.
Four.
Ikerin.
Set their markets ablaze.
Dana sun awon oja won.
Five.
Ikarun.
Repossess your virtues they've stolen.
Gba awon asiki re ti won ti ji pada.
Some they have started stealing since the person was in the womb.
Awon elomiran lati gba ti won wa nu iya won ni won ti n ja won lole.
And last one, you barricade your life.
Eto si keyin mo di aye re ka.
That's the way out.
Ona abayo niyan.
And that's the way to deliver yourself.
Ona to fi le gba ara re sile.
One man got born again in mountain of fire many years ago.
Okunrin kan lopolopo odun seyin o di atubi lori oke na ati se yanu.
Was an occultic man before he got born again.
Elegbe okunkun ni ko to fi aye re fun Jesus.
And normally when he comes to services, he's always very happy, jumping up and singing praise worship.
Lopolopo gba bo ba dele just inu re a ma dun yo ma korin yin yo si ma pes oke.
But that day he came to the service, he was looking very down.
Sugbon lojo kan o wa sile ijosin oju re si kore lowo.
I said, why? What's the matter?
Ara kunrin kilode.
He said when he was coming to church,
oni nipa to n bo nile ijosin,
he met a boy under Ido bridge.
Ohun ri omo kunrin kan labe apara ni Ido.
Then he remembered.
Ohun si ranti
that when they were naming the boy as a small boy,
pe nipa ti won so omo na loruko gege bi omo owo,
that it was in the occult then. There were seven stars on the head of the boy. That himself and his colleagues who were there, they took away the stars and shared it.
But
now he could see the boy under the bridge, he felt bad.
Rise up on your feet now.
Rise up on your feet now. Tear their market down.
Fa oja won ya lule.
All eyes closed.
Igbogbo di you are.
But you see, if you are here this day,
sugbon bo ba wa ni bi loni,
and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus,
so si ti fi aye re fun Jesus,
you cannot be delivered from any soul trader.
O le bo lowo awon onisowo kan.
So wherever you are,
ibi yo wu to ba wa,
why all eyes are closed.
Nigba ti gbogbo wa di you are.
Don't waste time, because we need to go and pray.
Ma fi akoko sofo nitori aladura ngba.
Say, pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus.
O ba pe oluseagutan mo fe faye mi fun Jesus.
Run quickly to the altar here.
Ki a fi ma dubo ni waju pepe.
Oh, any of the two altars at the back.
Abi eyi to ba wo ninu awon pepe meji to
ba lowo. Jesus is waiting for you here.
Jesus duro de oni
altar.
Eyi te wa ni waju pepe.
I congratulate you.
Oke ko rire.
You've taken the most important decision in life.
Ipinu to se pataki julo laye le se yi.
Close your eyes.
Did you need to sing?
Bow down your head.
Say
so what I'm going to say after
that.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
ni oruko Jesu,
I come before you now.
O to yin wa nisisiyin.
I know that you sent Jesus.
Mo mo pe eran Jesu Christi
to die for my sins.
Lati ku fun ese mi.
Lord Jesus,
Jesu Oluwa,
forgive me all my sins.
Dari gbogbo ese mi ji mi.
Write my name in the book of life.
Oruko mi sinu iwe iye.
Come into my life, Lord Jesus.
Wo inu aye mi wa Jesu Oluwa.
In Jesus name.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Amen. I'm going to pray with you now.
Father,
I thank you for your children here.
Lay
your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power.
The
decision they've taken to, let it be permanent in their lives.
In
Jesus' name we
pray.
If you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to lay your hands on it. If you have more than one infirmity in your body, lay your hands on your chest. If you want to stand in gap for somebody who's not here, lay your hands on your chest too. And let your amen be dynamic as I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written that you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Every spirit of infirmity, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of
Jesus.
Every tree that the Father has not planted into anybody's life, be uprooted now in the name of
Jesus.
Right there where you are, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus, the curse of infirmity be broken to pieces now in the name of
Jesus.
The infirmity in the head, the one in the eyes, the one in the breast, the one in the womb, the one in the legs, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Check your body now. Do whatever you're not to do before. Whatever organ in your body you cannot use, begin to use it. If you cannot bend, bend. If you cannot hear, hear. If you cannot see, see. If you cannot walk, walk. Let the power of God come upon you where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Look at what is happening over there. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Check your body now. If you find that the Lord has healed you, don't allow the merchants of soul to bring it back. Run quickly to the altar here so that we can pray with you. And those of you who came out before, come out again now. This is the time for you to come out. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Check your body very well. The first prayer I want you to pray, pray it the way you have never prayed that power must change and service before. Because this single prayer will release multiple breakthroughs. It shall terminate profitless hard work. It shall terminate marital distress. It shall terminate failure at the edge of success. It shall give profitable employment. It shall deliver from constant witchcraft attacks. It will silence the spirit of death. It will remove the mark of hatred. And if you are a firstborn that you are not finding your feet, it will deliver you. It shall bring you uncommon promotion. Can you shout this louder than anyone in this auditorium? Oh God, Lord! Is that the loudest you can shout it? And let every power trade you with my soul. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Yes. Aha. Aha. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Any market place of darkness, toy with my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Masika tenda ya boshendera bosomponde ke ya boshendera ba. Bakatenda ya boshendera bakasanta ya ba. Louder, 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 louder.
Go, okay.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Any power,
agbara, agbara,
behind my problem, your time is up.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, that's wonderful.
Ben, you are lele. Ben,
thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesus. Lagbadura.
Father,
Baba,
we cover the testimonies and the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. Let your power fall upon your people. Let their testimonies be permanent. In Jesus' name. may go back to your sister just apart from those sharing testimonies. Now stretch forward your two hands. Then you will issue a command. Make sure the command is violent and aggressive. Say, blessings of my life. With the merchants of the earth. Come back now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Seven Jericho destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Osho Jesu.
Rise up and bring out your prayer letter now. And stretch the prayer letter towards this altar. And let your amen be dynamic as you stretch it towards the altar. Rise up and stretch your prayer letter towards the altar. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit these prayer letters unto your holy hands. Answer them by fire. Let every point written therein become testimonies. The hand of God shall arise for your sake. The Lord God of Elijah shall answer your prayers. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, I'm praying right now for all those who are at the edge of serious breakthrough. And the enemy is backing them at the edge of that breakthrough. Let every battle at the edge of anybody's breakthrough be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Power to possess your possession. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. As God said on the fourth day, let there be light. In the firmament.
Open
the light. Let the light of heaven shine upon your life in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your
hand.
And that comes your help.
Therefore,
Lord, you made them
slumber.
Not so happy to believe. But if I keep it to you, not slumber.
That
keep it to Israel, shall end up slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep your good and your coming out.
Lord
shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you.
Nor
shall any plague of name come. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.